Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I would like to talk about God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What carol is sung by an unlucky caroler in a Christmas carol who tries to serenade Ebenezer Scrooge? That would be God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. As you can imagine, this goes over poorly, and the caroler flees in terror. It's hard to pin down the exact origins of this carol, but it must have been well known enough in England in the 1840s for Charles Dickens to include it in his classic novel. This carol is a little bit like The First Noel, in the fact that it's a ballad carol, which means that it doesn't fit the regular meters that most hymns follow, but instead has longer stanzas and a refrain after each verse, like a ballad. The original carol has a stanza that is usually left out, because it talks about the new year and not just Christmas. It is as follows. God bless the ruler of this house, and long may he reign. Many happy Christmases may live to see again. God bless our generation who live both far and near, and we wish you a happy new year, happy new year, and we wish you a happy new year. The opening line is a bit strange to modern speakers of English. What does it mean for God to rest a group of merry gentlemen? In the English of the day, it meant something closer to God keep you, merry gentlemen. The first line has gone through many versions over the years, including God bless you, merry gentlemen, and God rest ye merry Christians, to name a few. There is no one specific origin of this carol, and it seems that it was simply a folk carol that was passed around the British Isles in the 1800s and before. Some say that it has its origins all the way back in the 16th century. The very first printed version started to appear around 1760, so it is a very old carol. One of the most common written versions that was later adapted for many hymn books was by William Sandys and was featured in the collection Christmas Carols Ancient and Modern, which was published in London in 1833. Now, there are two different tunes that have been paired with the text over the years. The first version was done by the son of the famous reformer, Charles Wesley. And his name was Samuel Wesley. This is similar to the version that it's sung today, but not exactly. The Oxford Book of Carols from 1928 has two tunes. The one used by Sandys, which was known as the Cornish version. This one has fallen out of favor as opposed to the one that was as sung in the London streets. It was written down by a London organist named E.F. Rimbault, and since then the tune has been tweaked and standardized into the one commonly in use today. In a carol this old, the rhyme scheme has gotten a little off over time, just because the way we pronounce English words has changed. For example, in the third verse, we have the word mind, seemingly supposed to rhyme with wind. So previously, the word wind was pronounced so that it rhymed with mind, wind. But over time, the current pronunciation has taken over. And now I present a verse of God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. to save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us.